This is On Point. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, we cannot end the week without talking about the 2022 World Cup, which wraps up this weekend in Qatar. Sunday's final is Leo Messi's Argentina versus the spectacular Kylian Mbappe's France. So a huge game. Well, Nico Cantor is a soccer broadcaster, primarily for CBS Sports, and he's doing Spanish language commentary for Football de Primera at this World Cup, and he's in Doha.
Meghna, thank you for having me.
Okay, so it's like a clash of the titans here with Argentina versus France for the World Cup. What do you think?
Wow, it's been kind of a crazy World Cup with pretty big names dropping out very early on. Belgium, Germany, Uruguay in the group stage, and then Morocco all of a sudden becoming this dark horse, dropping teams like Spain and Portugal. Everybody wanted that Argentina-Brazil semifinal, but at the end of the day, it's Messi, his last opportunity to lift that World Cup trophy with Argentina, and France in their second consecutive World Cup final. By Sunday, we'll know that one of these two teams will have lifted their third World Cup. And obviously, I can't hide. My family's Argentine. And I grew up in a very Argentine soccer culture. So my heart is going to be leaning more towards Argentina and moreover for Messi, because I think at the end of the day, his legacy deserves it.
Really, Nico, what I want to talk with you about is I didn't know about you until this amazing clip of how you called the Morocco-Portugal game came up on my Twitter feed. And you're just like screaming poetry at the end of that game.
Levanta la mano como el equipo marroquí. Le quedan 30 segundos. Marruecos se quiere meter en la semifinal de la Copa del Mundo.
Honestly, the art was on the field.
Ante la marca de Yabane, Rafa Leao engancha, va a querer tirar el centro. Es malo, saca la pelota, Tea Talí. Marruecos se va a meter a la semifinal de la Copa del Mundo.
Because what we were witnessing was soccer history, honestly.
Yeah. Quedan 10 segundos nada más.
Never had an African team made the World Cup semifinal. Never had a team from the Arab world made a semifinal of a World Cup.
Se va a meter en la semifinal de la Copa del Mundo, Marruecos! Marruecos!
And it just came to me, you know, I was going to pray with them too. And that's how the Allah, Allah, Allah moment.
Y rezarán! Allah, 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 Allah! Gracias a Allah dirán lo que se arrodillan, Marruecos!
I was looking left and right, and the Moroccan press and the media tribune, it was like they were coming back from a panic attack. Their faces were flushed, tears dripping down the side of their cheeks, their chest breathing heavily in and out. It was just such a release of emotions, and I just wanted to match that because I thought that for the sake of soccer, for the sake of history, it really did deserve that.
El mata gigantes sacó a Bélgica, sacó a España, y ahora sacó a Portugal.
And so many people have been writing to me from Morocco, from all, not only Morocco, but from almost many Arabic countries. I met a very nice Syrian man here in Qatar, and he goes, Nico, you are loved by the Arab world. You know, when you say something like that, you know, I don't speak any Arabic, but we all speak soccer.
Marruecos en la semifinal de la Copa del Mundo, no se puede creer. Por el amor al fútbol, por esto vivimos.
I can't imagine that you had planned any of that.
When I've got the mic in the hand and I'm watching a soccer game, especially at the stadium, because my body's heating up, I'm getting all sweaty. It's like I'm playing the very end of the game.
A la semifinal de la Copa del Mundo. La pausa, volvemos.
You really feel, you can smell the grass, you can sense the people's urgency once that final minute was approaching. And I was just reacting to what I was feeling too, because who doesn't love an underdog story? Especially at the World Cup. This is the biggest stage that soccer can give you. And Morocco responded extraordinarily game after game.
Okay, so I got to get real here, Nico. Why? I can't even like bring myself to say the name of the network, but when I watch most, not all, but most English language commentary in the United States for a soccer game, I get very sleepy because it's so freaking boring.
Perisic. Orsic able to keep it, able to turn, able to cut it back. Orsic through traffic.
Why is it so much better in Spanish? Like, what's the culture of Spanish football commentary that makes it so amazing?
Yeah, I could write a thesis on this. I think the Spanish language ear is used to this. They want their play-by-play and their analyst to be loud, to be insightful. The rhythms of the Spanish language permit you to have a lot of fun with soccer.
Ciao, papa. Viene Lionel. Para la pelota arranca Lionel por sector derecho. Viene detrás Lionel Messi. Va a tocar la pelota en corto. Se devuelve. Gana la última raya. Ganó Lionel. Ganó Lionel. Toca el balón atrás. Gol de Argentina. Álvarez. Qué jugadota, Leo.
And sometimes it's different rhythms, sometimes it's different speeds. I just think that the American ear is used to something else. I think,
but what we're enough, Nico, I'm just going to jump in here because like what we're getting though is like, oh, well, this is the latest player who touched the ball.
Yeah, I think in the United States, we really adopted what English people use to listen to their games. And it's more, they call it comms and co-comms over there.
But here's Messi. Away from two, three, four. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. How good is he?
It accompanies the game rather than, you know, debate and be controversial and give a strong opinion. Whereas in Latin America, you get a big mix of that.
Inacreditável o gol que perdeu o Vasco no último lance do jogo. Olha só, Jeff, o que que eu faço com a bola? Chuto no chuto, chuto no chuto, e mandou lá na piscina.
But the more I hear other broadcasters and I say, oh, I like that, maybe, you know, ways of describing things from, you know, I can hear a Mexican commentator, I can hear an Argentine or even Brazilian in different languages. Like preparing for the World Cup, I was listening to Morocco on Moroccan TV.
Allahu Akbar! Fa'ala al-usad! Ziyech ya habbat al-mishmash!
Senegalese TV. And
ce ballon encore une fois s'est tiré fort au second poteau! Pour un coup de tête qui cette fois sera bel et bien validé! L'égalisation sénégalaise signée.
And sometimes there's things that you hear, you know, sounds that you like, and you could kind of give it your own way just in the sounds of the broadcast and make it your own.
Well, full transparency, I don't understand or speak Spanish at all, but I am watching all the games on Telemundo. And, I mean, you mentioned who the commentators are. The Argentine one is your dad. The legendary, right?
Yes.
Legendary Andres Cantor brought to American ears the famous
goal!
He is a legend, right, in the world of soccer broadcasting. How much of an influence has your father been on you?
I would go to work with him on Saturdays and Sundays and be in a broadcast studio since I can remember. My dad is the cutest person ever. It's very funny. He seems like all my friends are kind of like intimidated by him, but he's so cute and he's such a good person at heart that, you know, I'm so proud that he's my dad professionally and personally. Once I started in this industry, he read every single one of my tweets. He saw every single one of my shows from start to finish. And when I would get home, when I was still living with my dad, he would be correcting every single little thing. And when it comes from somebody so big in the industry, that criticism is a little bit tough to swallow sometimes. But at the end of the day, it was for my own benefit. And having my dad next to me, helping me and guiding me has been a blessing. I couldn't think of anybody else that could have helped me more than him.
Yeah. You know, speaking of the world of soccer journalism, I wonder if I can switch gears here a little bit, because sports journalism and soccer journalism lost a giant. Grant Wall passed away in Qatar. I'm just wondering if you could reflect with me, Nico, on how much of a loss it is that Grant Wall passed away.
I'm heartbroken. An icon of journalism, an icon of soccer in the United States. He was a champion for the men's game and a champion for the women's game. A person who fought for equality and human rights through his sports journalism. And I think that the United States, U.S. soccer specifically, lost a pillar. You see the outpouring of love on social media. Everybody has a Grant Wall story. Mm-hmm. Everybody.
Yeah. And we should note that Dr. Celine Gounder, Grant Wall's wife, has said on social media that Grant Wall died of an ascending aortic aneurysm, which was previously unknown and undiagnosed in him, and that's what caused his tragic death. So a huge loss for the world of soccer and sports journalism there. But my guess is that Grant Wall would still want the world to continue to look forward to, you know, how this World Cup is going to wrap up. So I guess my final question to you, Nico, is let's just imagine for a moment that that Argentina carries home that cup. Do you have in mind what your hypothetical perfect last minute of the game might be?
Oh, my hypothetical perfect last minute of the game. My heart is probably going to be racing at that point. I'm going to be on the broadcast for Football de Primera. I'm going to be doing pitch side reporting. So I'm going to try to keep it professional, but that it would be scenes, absolute scenes. I couldn't even imagine. I would love to be transported from there directly to Buenos Aires to see what their reaction in Argentina is, because everybody has been so hopeful. This national team holds the country's happiness in their hands. I mean, I don't know what the ideal last minute is, but if it's Argentina up by one third of a goal, I'll take that.
Well, no matter what, we know it's going to be an incredible game because France is going to bring it on the pitch this weekend. So, Nico Cantor, soccer broadcaster, primarily for CBS Sports, and he's doing Spanish language commentary at this World Cup for Football de Primera. Nico, it's been so great to talk with you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Magna.
And you know passions are going to be running just as high in France. So either way, it's really going to be a great final. That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and this is On Point!